Honey got us tangled up. Entanglement. Yo, it's 2 years to the day that Will Smith slapped him. Time is flying, bro. It's not real.
I feel like we're just getting older.
Yeah. That too. Did you see the Sean King thing?
Stick around. That video where he was like, oh, if all of this is blah, 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 report it.
Yeah. That and he converted to Islam.
What?
And it's Ramadan.
What?
And so people start making up like new Sean King nicknames. They calling him Osama bin Robin.
Shyamalan. I feel like it needs to be a fucking vetting situation for converting to Islam.
That's what some of our Muslim brothers and sisters were saying too. Because also Lil Jon converted.
That's why he got this meditational shit going on.
Probably. Probably.
Mm-mm. Y'all can't just be letting all these niggas in the club.
We're going to try to do video for a little bit.
Whew, this will be fun.
I know. I hope it's recording too. If not, it's just going to be a dope audio session. But nah, I figured we might as well do a test run. Just in case. It's weird not talking across from you though.
Yeah. It is weird. This is my corner.
Right, I'm in peeing on your space.
Juice is in Kim's corner at the moment.
Early running for the episode title. Kim's corner. Oh. So what's been up, friend? I don't know if we're going to be able to do this.
Yeah. We have to get used to the body language.
I know.
Difference. You know, same old same out here, grinding, slaying the faces, slanging the drinks, paying these bills, back in the gym.
Congrats.
That shit's hard.
I bet.
I am upset at how long it's been, honestly.
Like we've talked about in other episodes, I have such gym anxiety. I can't imagine, like, because you were in the gym.
Yeah, for 4 years. Yeah. I started in 2017 and fell off a little bit during COVID, but I was working out at home. And then I was just like, well, fuck it. The world is about to burn. Might as well eat, nigga.
Right. So these calories ain't gonna kill me.
Might as well eat. And then I got too comfortable. Being lazy. Then during that time, I had so many jobs, bruh. My schedule was all over the fucking place. I just couldn't catch a routine.
Kim, stay working.
My God. Release me. Payroll, release me. Beyond back in the gym. You know that first full week is the hardest week.
Yeah.
I'm sore as fuck. Sitting down is a task. Walking is terrible. I'm ready for this phase of it to be over, for it to be just like second nature again. Cause now I'm at that stage where I'm like thinking about all my meals ahead of time. So it's just a lot of mental math.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that I'm back in it. You know, summer's coming.
Uh-huh. Hot girl summer.
Ooh, I ain't been a hot girl for the summer in a minute. So
you said this is my summer.
Yeah. Yep. I'm ready to show these cheeks. I'm just playing. I don't be showing cheeks. Just a little leg. Little leg, little back.
Bro, I realized that I am fully like an uncle at this point. Because like the things that I'd be like, man, you see the calf muscles on that girl?
Shit, I guess I'm an uncle too.
You checking out saying shit, women.
Y'all, for real, women do that. We be looking at other girls' bodies. I'd be like, okay, okay.
I feel like
sis is on point.
Appreciation of God's creations is never a bad thing.
Absolutely not. Men do that shit too. I know everybody be on that no homo shit, but it's just to notice that somebody is decent looking or fit is not.
It's not
homosexual.
No. The only thing that is homosexual is having sex with the same sex. And the sooner people realize that, the more free we'll all be.
Yeah, free us. Because I'm tired of y'all saying the dumbest shit and being like, pause. No homo.
Bro, I really thought we had advanced past the pause and no homo phase.
Joe Budden is keeping it alive and well.
Him and Mason Cameron's podcast, which is a guilty pleasure of mine, but like the right dose of toxic masculinity is needed in a mental diet.
Is that why it's a guilty pleasure?
Yeah, because them niggas be saying wild shit that I totally disagree with, but I be laughing.
Yeah.
Not because I agree with it, just because I done heard insane niggas say shit like that.
I just seen a clip of Mace on, I think it's the Million Dollar Podcast, or I forgot the name, but he got asked about, we just got to get into it.
Bro, we got so much shit to talk about. We just going to have to let it flow. It's not going to be any kind of like structure to this shit.
Oh.
Because we've been gone for a minute and it feels like every time we don't record, like on time, it'd be like the craziest shit. Remember
how to do this shit. Yeah. It'd be a whole lot of shit going on.
Hey, man, we just going to let this shit fly. So what was Mace talking about?
So basically he was asked like, what made him feel like, I guess, Diddy held him back? Or let me see, because I saved it.
This is also going to be hard to do without my phone. But yeah. It'd be the weeks I can't wait to record with you is the weeks that, like, our schedules don't line up. And I'm like, bruh. Like, I've made so many fucking notes.
The Million Dollars Podcast.
I know they talk about nigger them on that shit.
Okay. Puff do to piss you the fuck off? How did he do you dirty if he did you dirty? And what is doing dirty if a motherfucker put you on?
That's really good. Let me take my shades off of that. Now, I could say this because it's not something I didn't say to him. Puff, how do I want to say this? Me and Puff was like, I felt like I did more than I got credit for, more than I got paid for.
You felt or did you do that? Because you said felt like
okay, feeling. Let's clear that up. Then
you saying you feeling that?
No, we gonna keep it with. Because I'm trying to be nice. I never got paid what I was worth, and I never got the respect I was worth. So the disdain that I got for Puff is more like you trying to keep me here. I'm not here. All my peers is up here. All my peers are bosses. When it's time, just like. Somebody raise somebody up, you know they did work with you. They go from your little man to maybe A&R to something else. He just kept trying to keep me right here like he didn't want me to grow at anything.
We going to get to it. What the...
Mm-hmm.
I've heard him talk about other things that were surrounding that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mace left Bad Boy originally at the peak of Bad Boy, like shiny suit era and everything. Mm-hmm. And he went and became a grifting ass pastor. And I've heard some scandalous shit about Mace.
Yeah, that was weird.
I've heard some wild shit about Mace. One of my cousins lived in Atlanta at that time. And he said he went to that church a couple times and he was like, this ain't right. And he wasn't living all the way right at that point, but he could recognize, this ain't right, bro. This ain't right. It takes a bold man to, you know, be a shepherd and lead people astray. That's some nasty business.
We've talked about that before.
Yes, we have.
Many a plenty of times.
Sometimes it's gotten us in trouble. Niggas getting their fucking feelings.
It is what it is.
Game is game.
It's an evil world.
But how, look, Diddy's a wild boy. We're gonna start with that. Diddy is a wild boy.
Wild is an understatement,
bro. So like we didn't kind of talked about it, all the allegations and stuff that were coming out. But what day was it? It was March 25th.
Monday.
Yep. So, Department of Homeland Security raided two of Sean P. Diddy Combs' houses. One in Miami and one in Los Angeles. They ain't really say what they looking for. Mm-hmm. But once the feds raid a place,
they looking.
Hey, shit about to go down.
They gonna find whatever.
Bro, that shit was wild. Cause I woke up late, cause I'm on second shift, as everybody that's been listening knows. So I got on Twitter and I see Department of Homeland Security. And it's like, oh, it's a wrap. They got that nigga. I don't even know what they found yet, but they got that nigga.
They had to find some.
Bro, I did see that they arrested his drug mule, a 26-year-old white guy that was, I guess, apparently being the drug mule for Diddy. Mm. And they also... it was video. TMZ had the video of Diddy's sons being in handcuffs. Mm-hmm. Bro. And that nigga Diddy was nowhere to be found.
Of course.
People have made references to the beginning of Been Around the World video because the feds are literally coming to Diddy and he gets on the plane and escapes. I'm like, this nigga...
Life is imitating art, I tell you.
Bro, that nigga is a supervillain.
He finna be out in fucking Timbuktu with Russell Simmons.
Right. Bro. Which I had always heard, like, they said when Michael Jackson went for that second child case, they had a backup plan that if he got... convicted, that he was going to go to non-extraditable countries. Like, he had that whole plan. Apparently, that's just any nigga with money's role, because I ain't going to lie to you. If some shit come about me, I had money in the wind, we'll be doing this podcast from Mali. Juice is on the run.
Free juice till it's backwards. Whatever them niggas be saying.
Right. I'm living in a third world country like a fucking king. But yeah, Diddy is, bro, niggas on Twitter were calling him the Diddler.
They calling this nigga Sean Epstein.
Dead ass. That human trafficking shit is wild.
It's just so weird that, like, this nigga was so big when we were younger. Like, we really went through all the phases of Diddy.
Yes. Like, early Uptown phase where he was A&R'ing for Mary J. Blige, Jodeci. Then he founds Bad Boy with Craig Mack and Biggie. And then it's the Shiny Suit era with Mace and them. Then it's the post-J-Lo, I Beat That Case. And Bad Boy was back on top with P. Diddy and the Bad Boy family.
Then it was Vote or Die, the Vote or Die era.
The Marathon era. The Sean John era.
Ciroc.
Bro, Ciroc is over. Ciroc is canceled.
Making the Band.
What other Diddy phases?
When we done been through enough phases that we knew this nigga when he was fucking Puffy.
Yes. It should have been dead giveaway when he changed his name to Love that this was a nasty nigga. This is Love, man. Nah, bro. What you up to, bro?
Yeah, why are you changing your identity so often?
Right. Suspicious? We should have seen the signs, bro. Why you got all these aliases?
Ooh wee.
Electric chair.
I hope somebody also releases Kim Porter's book.
Bro, I guess that's the weirdest thing to me. All the rumors we always heard about Diddy, them things are true. And now I'm wondering, how many people has Diddy killed? Also, the irony of Diddy's house being raided on the anniversary of Biggie's last album is some poetic justice for your ass. And then that album has one of the greatest Biggie songs ever, Kicking the Door. While Diddy getting his door kicked in, you think it was like a hip-hop fan on the Department of Homeland Security, like, hey, bruh.
We got to do it on this day.
We got to do it for Christopher Wallace.
Damn.
Bro.
TMZ had the fucking footage of his house after they had raided that shit.
TMZ got to have tons of niggas on government payrolls.
Them niggas is working, honey.
Hey, devil is busy. Well, you know who's busier? Fucking TMZ.
Literally.
Like, it's shit, bro. This Diddy shit about to be nasty. Like, that R. Kelly shit ain't gonna have nothing on this Diddy shit.
We even forgot about R. Kelly at this point.
Right. R. Kelly is away in jail, probably doing Tiny Desk in a in a library somewhere. Bruh. The worst thing about R. Kelly.
NPR corrections.
Inmate PR. You know how lit a Tiny Desk with R. Kelly would be? I mean, take away the nasty factor because he's a nasty, nasty man.
Nasty.
But imprisoned Tiny Desk with R. Kelly.
A jumpsuit NPR?
Right. A tiny sale? That's crazy. That's fucking crazy.
Oh, shit.
But this Diddy shit is going to be way worse. And now Carisha done got caught up in the shit.
Bro. I'll never snitch on you, daddy.
Ladies, never lose everything because of a man.
Hey, listen. We thought that she got out of there scot at the free. Right time, but it's too late. It was too late, Bookie.
It's too late. She gone. We strive
too
at home.
Too late, honey. You going to be at them courthouses with them niggas.
Right. You're going to have some nice bracelets on, but they're going to be all the way metal. They're going to be steel.
Cartier Love bracelet ain't never coming off. Damn.
That's love for your ass.
Bro, it's just like, it's so hard to wrap your mind around this shit being reality, though.
Because it's like some Law and Order SVU shit.
It's the fact for me that niggas can really be doing the foulest shit on earth and still just go about their daily lives being in the fucking public eye like everything cool. That shit is scary.
How many more Diddies are there in the world? It's a nasty.
They trying to come for Jay-Z next.
Man, Hove ain't got nothing on that.
Yeah.
That's them fucking hating ass fans.
That's how I feel. But they are really all like, oh,
Jay-Z next.
Jay-Z was there and blah, the Aaliyah stuff and blah, blah. Jay-Z, he knew. He's next. I'm just like, bruh.
It's one thing to be like a nigga on some different shit. But as somebody that's been around people that's been accused of some less than savory things, you don't be knowing everything about people.
Yeah.
So, like, we're adult enough to realize that, like, you don't be knowing exactly how a nigga's moving.
Mm-hmm.
It's been people on this podcast we didn't know how they were moving.
Yep. Woo, chill.
Yeah, Diddy. This is one thing I did, like, not to take away from Diddy being a nasty, nasty, nasty nigga, but that Carisha shit that she was working as basically a sex worker, we need to revisit a lot of the conversations we were having about their whole, what were people saying? They have an arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of women that were acting like, that's the type of life I want to have. All right.
It was basically people trying to make it seem like it was like a
sugar baby situation.
She was like an escort type of situation. Like, you're going to be on my arm. I'm showing you off. I'm also paying you. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're being kept,
mm-hmm.
basically. But it's a lot deeper than that, honey.
The other shit is like, I was having this conversation with somebody like 2 weeks ago. A lot of times when people be acting like they want a certain type of man that makes this type of money and they don't have to work, a lot of times those are situations you do not want to be in.
That's another reason why also I be looking at bitches sideways when they be all like, oh, yeah, you know, he just gives me money because I'm cute. He gives me money just to be around him. I just, you know, I come around and niggas just give me money. Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
There's been a push to normalize sex work. And it's, I have nothing against sex workers, but let's just be honest about what the arrangements are.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't pay the trick, baby. And it's tricking.
And usually it don't just stop at the sex work part, because once you start having sex with these niggas, they got a little bit more pull on you so they can get you into doing some other shit. And that's probably how the trafficking and selling and shit started right. happening.
Like, you think you're going on a date, then you look up, you trafficking pink cocaine.
Right.
And I ain't never heard of no pink cocaine.
What is it, honey?
They said it's ecstasy and coke, which that is the nastiest of nasty drug. If you've ever been around either nigga on either of those, to combine them?
That sounds like cardiac arrest.
Diddy old ass probably taking Viagra on top of that shit.
Right.
Hey, Hey. Nasty, well, apparently, man.
He sold all of his labels and affiliate labels.
Like, I saw that Revolt was sold to a private owner.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't said who. He probably got, it's probably some nigga. I mean, Diddy probably still owns that shit.
Probably somebody he got some kind of connection to.
Yeah.
I just hate that he can still use his money to get himself out of these situations. Like the fact that he was still able to hop on a jet and scoot on up out of here.
Bro, this is some movie shit.
Can it,
the diddler.
I was gonna say, like, can they not freeze shit? But you know, these niggas probably moving with suitcases.
I mean, they could definitely freeze his assets. It's just they digging now, and they gonna, them charges coming. He gonna get charged with something, cause they were looking for something to raid two houses on two different coasts. Hey, bro.
You would do what they say. If you go looking, you gonna find some shit.
It's just like, it might have been the last episode we talked about when the feds got you. They know the answer. They just trying to see what you trying to do.
Okay, they just need confirmation.
But yeah, man. Now, the other thing about this whole shit that I don't like is it's just gonna fuel like all the Illuminati ass niggas. Who be like, see, I told y'all they be doing that in Hollywood,
sacrifices and
child sacrifices. Like, and then the other shit is niggas is only gonna care about this shit because allegedly there are men involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know that homophobia be, that phobia be having niggas in a tizzy.
Niggas could be doing the worst things on earth, but all they gonna pay attention to,
he had sex with a man. That's what you heard out of all this shit.
Yep.
Cause that's the worst thing in the world. Niggas is wild, bro.
I'm ready to see it all unfold, honey. It's taking too long if you ask me.
I want the Netflix series now, nigga.
I'm trying to binge watch it all.
Bruh, that trial gonna be crazy if they get him on some traffic and shit.
Nigga gonna be on that stand sweating.
Can't bullets. Stop. Won't stop. But the feds gonna stop your ass.
That is a dirty man. It's crazy though that like somebody had commented on that clip of that Mace video off the Million Dollars podcast that none of the people that Diddy had under him ever really made it.
No. They never came up out. It came from up under Diddy.
Yeah.
Diddy came from up under Andre Harrell. And nobody ever came from up under Diddy. Who's the closest that survived? Mace? But he had to get out. Damn. Who is... Oh, that nigga is a nasty nigga, bro. Ooh. Nobody.
I was going to say nobody.
I'm really trying to think. I don't know. Also, I bought new glasses recently, and I had the only pair that I really liked was these. I ain't gonna tell you what brand it is. But when I tried them on, I asked the guy, I said, because, you know, it had the designer name on them, and I was like, that's not going to be on the lens, right? You know, I'm new to the glasses game. I got to cover all my bases because if I pulled up with some glasses. Schmongron glasses. Oh, yeah. Oh, Juice a nasty nigga, bruh. Nasty man. You're a nasty sex man. some Sean Mon, some Schmon Mon. You can't be wearing some Schmon Mon in 2024.
I also wonder who bought Sean John.
You know, that's...
And what they gonna do with it?
The worst part about... Well, not the worst part, because, I mean, the details we've heard are the worst part. It sucks that, like, a legacy of dopeness contributed to all these nasty things. Because Sean John, when it first opened, that shit still looks fresh. That first line... That nigga won menswear designer of the year.
Yeah.
It ain't been no niggas that won that. I think Virgil might have won it posthumously, but no.
Damn. What are they going to do with it, though, is what I want to know. Because are they really going to try to still use...
Schmon Mon?
Right.
You can't... That name is gone, bro. You can't read, but you know, his sales had already went down because Macy's had taken it out of Macy's a couple months ago. I mean, Macy's is dying in itself, but
yeah. So, yeah.
Macy's was the main seller of Schmon Mon.
Macy's is also going down.
Yeah.
So
it's the end of era for a lot of things, but it's... Here's also where we get to an interesting question. I have said before that canceling is not a real thing because I don't believe canceling is a thing. I do not listen to Robert Kelly's music. And I loved Robert Kelly's music.
Same.
I do not listen to Chris Brown's music. I mean, I feel you if you do, but I just... Also, I do not participate in the light skin agenda.
Uh-oh. So, everybody is saying that Chris Brown has been canceled because, you know, he can't do his regular tours and shit. He's been blacklisted, I guess, but...
But... I hate when motherfuckers act like it's just a Rihanna shit. No, Chris Brown's done a lot more terrible shit, too.
Yeah. The Karrueche shit.
Right. Like, he openly admitted to, like, stalking her and being like, you think, like, fences are going to stop me? That acrobatic-ass, light-skinned bastard. Hey, somebody said I do need to probably talk to my therapist about my hatred of light-skinned people. And, you know, they might be right. I don't like them niggas, bro. It's partially a trauma response just growing up as dark-skinned as me.
It's personal.
It's very personal.
Y'all, I mean, I feel it.
Fuck light-skinned niggas.
No, I feel it, for sure.
Speaking of light-skinned bastards.
Oh, God.
You know, my one of my favorite rappers of all time was featured on Future and Metro Boomin's album, which is a good album. It's rotten. I mean, it ain't like I ain't gonna say it ain't no lyrical, miracle, spiritual shit as far as an album. But Metro Boomin and Future did the thing. I mean, eventually we're gonna have to get to the point that like Future, you're a 40-year-old man. Still tricking, but you know, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
I really don't think he ever gonna let go of it.
Future gonna be toxic to the day he dies, and I will be here for it. But so Kendrick had a verse on there. Sidebar, another thing I don't like about new music is they don't be putting the fucking artist names on tracks. So you just got to listen and find out who's on the fucking song. I don't like that shit. I want to know who's on the song because I don't want to listen to no bullshit by accident.
Right. What happened to featuring so-and-so?
Somebody said they do that so you can be tricked into listening to the TZ Touchdown.
I mean, honestly.
That Kendrick verse, though. He went at them niggas, bro. He
slid.
He, and then that's such an amazing beat. Like, most of us recognize it from Drought 3 with Lil Wayne, which that's one of my favorite Wayne songs. I Can't Feel My Face. Mm. That beat is iconic. Kendrick had time for that shit. Like, Kendrick went in, and then that canine line about in Pet Cemetery, I was like, ooh, that nigga's dope. It was a nasty line in there also when he talked about Prince outlived Michael Jackson. It's like, that's nasty time. Hey,
Kendrick put Drake in his feels.
Oh, yeah.
You see him on stage at that concert? Where was he at?
Oh, no, he gave that motivational ass fucking speech.
That fucking sermon.
Right.
Can't no nigga ever make me feel like what? It sound like you feeling like that.
I don't know if you heard, sir, but you are deeply in your feels.
It's giving.
And I want y'all to leave with that tonight. Nah, nigga, I'm leaving with. If your no, bitch nigga,
at you leave with
we
ain't nobody write no verse addressing me.
Hey, right. Ain't nobody dropped no diss track to me last week that everybody was bumping.
Oh, you leave with that.
Like, yeah. Ain't nobody beefing with Juice. You know, that nigga J. Cole caught a stray too, but he'll be alright.
Yeah, J. Cole will be okay.
I want to hear the J. Cole response though. I want these niggas to go on some old school rap shit. That's the shit to me. Like, as a hip hop nerd, I want niggas to be in the fucking booth. I don't want to hear your fucking Joe Clark ass fucking speeches. Like, these niggas can't stop me. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Get in the goddamn booth.
I feel like Drake's fans or Drake stans are just as bad as the Barbs.
Oh, definitely. They're the female Barb. I mean, Freudian slip. They're the male Barbs.
What are Drake's Barbs called?
Aubrey's Angels.
Oh, God.
What a bitch.
Woo. It's okay. So, like, also talking about how his stance can be compared to Nicki's stance, his response also to me is very, it's giving Nicki.
Yeah.
It's giving hit dog hollering. Her dog crying. It's giving all of that.
All the dogs.
Because if y'all don't finally learn from the house of Beyonce and just not say shit about this shit and just keep on doing you and then drop your diss, like all this talking around it. Don't do all of that.
No, we don't need all of that. We don't need IGs of you ranting for days. We don't need you posting pictures with a caption talk about niggas hating on you and shit. Get in the goddamn booth. You are a rapper.
Drop them bars.
And look, in full transparency, I actually do think Drake is one of the greatest rappers of all time. But you know what, nigga? You got to get in the goddamn booth. Mm. If a nigga diss me, I'd be in this motherfucker talking shit.
It should be hard for a nigga like Drake, because he will put out a song every 3 minutes if you let him, is what it seemed like.
Oh, he diss women. Hey, Meg still got the best punchline on that nigga this year. Posting in another nigga's hood like a bad bitch. That was magical.
Chef's motherfucking kiss.
Hey, I was like, yeah. Like with that Monique meme. Yes, girl. Yes.
But honestly, though, it's like at one point Drake was putting out too much music for me to consume at one time.
Right.
So it's just like, what's the hold up, Aubrey?
And, you know, people have made the arguments that, like, Drake fans have been trying to cope the hardest this week. And each day that ticks by, it's harder for them niggas to come up with whatever bullshit they got to come up with to realize that they goat is a bitch. It's all right. It happens, bro.
We can all move on from that. You know, it's okay. But, like, them niggas be fighting tooth and nail.
And be lying.
Trying to convince themselves.
Right. Like, all right, if your argument is that Kendrick hasn't, that Kendrick had a 5-year gap where he didn't record, but what he talked about in his last album, that he had writer's block and other things because, you know, he's one of the greatest rappers of all time. And he didn't just feel like putting out bullshit. Mm-hmm. It ain't a whole bunch of Kendrick filler out here. This nigga be having well-crafted albums. My only knock against Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers is I just don't like double albums. Like, the only good double album to me in hip-hop history is Life After Death. And that is Christopher Latour Wallace. So, I mean, yeah. But All Eyes on Me is all right. My favorite rapper of all time couldn't even make a good double album. Because Blueprint 2, if it had been slimmed down to one album, would have been a masterpiece. Mm. He just had to put some filler because it's one of those rap checklist things. Everybody has to come out with a double album. Mm-hmm. Drake did it. Kendrick did it. J. Cole hasn't done it, which I don't think J. Cole needs to do. I don't think anybody needs to make a double album, especially in this environment.
No.
I ain't listening 2 hours of you talking, bro.
It's too much.
I'm amazed that people listen to us for 2 hours talking.
Because then also, these double albums, like, they don't be worked on and perfected and, like, raked over with fine-tooth combs enough.
I need a strong 10. I'll give you 14. Which Beyonce released her track list in a Beyonce way to where she didn't release her track list while releasing her track list, which is amazing within itself. Because she said who's on the album, but we still don't know who's on the fucking album. It's a lot of tracks on there. Whole lot of tracks. I'm a listen to it, but yeah, I don't just listen to a lot of double or long albums. I don't think they're going to be all long. I think it's looking like that's going to be like a radio. Like, she's going to try to make it seem like it's a radio station, which I think is a dope idea. But back to that bitch, Aubrey Graham. We were talking before this. I get it. Like, okay, long time ago. In the blog era, the magical blog era, every one of us chose our favorite rapper of the blog era. And we wrote it out. It was J. Cole stans. It was Drake stans. It was Kendrick stans. It was Big Sean stans. Wale stans. Everybody. Nipsey stans. Everybody. Last week opened up all of those old wounds of how divided the kingdoms once were before we accepted the idea of the big three.
That's true.
Like, we've had general peace because we accepted that it was three main rappers that were the best of their generation. And last week showed, niggas is still, Hey, it's still, I've seen people make the comparisons to, like, in the 80s, kids chose Michael Jackson or Prince. There are similarities to that. But one thing you can't take away from, There is no way in hell that Drake is a better rapper than Kendrick.
No. Not by a long shot.
And then plus, I'm an albums guy. Drake does not have one album that is better than Kendrick. And Bird, if you listening, yeah, I said that.
Yeah, Glow.
There is no way you could convince me that any Drake album is better than any Kendrick album.
Yeah, we were talking about this before we started recording, but like people need to realize that popularity and visibility and relevancy does not directly correlate with just talent and better body of work. Like, we can always say Drake's body of work is bigger. We can even go as far as to say
that he has more singles or he has made more number one hits.
Right.
He loved reminding us he got more slaps than the Beatles. All right. Make a fucking cohesive album, my nigga.
Right. What is the substance giving?
And this is what I hate. Drake fans will make it seem like anybody who's not Drake is like some bum ass rapper from any part of the world. We're talking about Kendrick Lamar. He won a fucking Pulitzer. He's the only hip hop artist to ever win that.
Kendrick was on fucking Black Panther.
Yes.
Album.
And that shit slaps.
Lit. That's slaps. On my gym playlist.
That man, that shit always gonna knock. And then plus, Kendrick is the only rapper on Lemonade. Beyonce and Hove love Kendrick. He's their nephew. He's how they feel about Meg.
Yeah.
That's Hive. Kendrick is the only fucking rapper to be on stage with Beyonce during the Renaissance tour. You know why? Because he's one of the greatest rappers of all time. And that we're not all delusional because Good Kid, M.A.A.d City was good. Because another thing we were talking about before we started recording. By the time I heard Good Kid, M.A.A.d City, that was the fourth album I had heard from Kendrick. Like, the Kendrick Lamar EP, Overly Dedicated, Section 80, and then Good Kid, M.A.A.d City. Now, Good Kid, M.A.A.d City is his mainstream debut, but Section 80 was going hard.
So you was deep in the paint,
bro. That blog era was a magical era, bro.
It was.
And as a nigga that had a blog, I was listening to so much fucking music, and it was just all these dope ass artists, and you didn't have to have a big Def Jam rollout to release dope ass timeless albums.
Mm-hmm.
You had people like Crit and Mac Miller and everybody making dope music with their homies. And then also, that's also why a lot of the blog era rappers are able to tour as well as they are. Because they have built-in audiences that grew up with them.
Yeah, I was about to say, because the audience is a little bit different.
Like, and then, like, the argument that it was the separate kingdoms. All those people that are still making music can go on tour right now and sell out. Big Sean just did a Tiny Desk. And that shit was rotten. Big Sean's not in the big three. But he's got dope-ass fucking songs. Wale is not in the big three, but Wale is one of my favorite rappers of all time. That blog era was just different.
Mm.
But y'all niggas cannot convince me.
More About Nothing, nigga?
The mixtape About Nothing? 100 Miles and Running, nigga?
Nostalgia.
It was such a good time.
Album sales or just the size of a body of work or the amount of popularity an artist has, whatever else, all that like on paper shit doesn't always add up to more success than another artist who might have less than all that on paper shit. Like, this is like what I think about Drake and, you know, people really, really believing he's better, quote unquote, than Kendrick. It's just because he doesn't stop putting out music.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that all of the music is quality.
And Drake has perfected the idea of making an album a playlist.
Mm.
Standalone tracks that don't go into one cohesive message.
Mm-hmm.
That is not something you could say about Kendrick. From the storytelling that Kendrick gives, I don't know how anybody that's a serious fan of music can actually sit up here and act like he's a fucking bum. And then plus, if we do want to do the accolades and all this shit, Kendrick got more Grammys than Drake.
I was going to say, if that's what y'all want to base shit on,
we could do that as well. I just feel like Kendrick's discography is killing Drake's. I may be biased in that. That's also fine also. But I'm not going to sit up here and act like he's a fucking bum.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. It's Kendrick Lamar, bro. This ain't fucking MC such and such from down the street. This is one of the greatest rappers of all time. They're peers. Like, let's stop the bullshit, bro.
People want niggas to beef so bad.
Me, I want to see that bitch ass beige nigga get in the fucking booth.
But I mean, just like in real life, hate each other.
Right. And then act like that people are stupid for liking something different. Mm-hmm. No, I just have different music taste, bro. I like albums. I like that the damn album tells a story of Kendrick basically feeling like he's cursed himself by his own success.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, I don't know, man. It's he's on another level. And not taking anything from Drake, because Drake is one of the best ever, too. And J. Cole is also. I am excited to see if J. Cole responds, because I will not say anything bad about J. Cole as a rapper, because J. Cole is one of the greatest rappers of all time, and he will bar the fuck out of anybody. He's just not my favorite rapper. But also, he got the blessing of my favorite rapper. He's first person signed to Roc Nation.
I was going to say, like, would he do a response?
I feel like he'll make some like subliminal response that'll just be a dope ass fucking bar that everybody will know who he talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like J. Cole is a competitor. Like on first person shooter, J. Cole came out the gate being like, I'm gonna kill this nigga. And then Drake did the ha ha, we're buddies, ha. And then as soon as J. Cole left, he started trying to rap all that shit. Kendrick said, right, bring that shit to the fucking table.
Cut the bullshit.
And then fucking Bird's ass. Yeah, I'm naming names. Bird. Bird's ass trying to say that Jay-Z's next for Puff because his favorite rapper got boothophobia. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit until that nigga gets in the goddamn booth and responds.
Get in the booth.
He made 2 diss tracks about Meek Mill in a week.
I was finna say, like,
and back to back.
That's not new to him.
And back to back was such a good fucking response. And I just, after the whole Pusha T thing with Drake, where he threw them shots, and then the story of Adnan came out, and that nigga never responded. That's a strike, bro. You can't say you the GOAT if you never responded to that shit. He revealed that he had a secret child.
Bro.
He bullied a nigga into fatherhood. That's fucking amazing.
Tried to hide the world from your kid.
Drake. Bro, this shit is hilarious. Why? Hey, bro, until Drake get in the goddamn booth, I don't hear shit from no Aubrey Angel. I don't give a fuck.
These niggas don't be listening to music for real.
They don't. You can tell. But,
and it shows.
But yeah, man, I ain't got no beef against J. Cole fans. If J. Cole don't respond, that's cool. But that bitch Aubrey Graham, if he don't respond, he's the biggest bitch of all time, and I hate that motherfucker.
I just want to see a good old nasty, just ongoing beef.
Yes, and it's all in the booth too. It don't do no street shit. It's just straight up just bars, nigga.
Back to back, Drake.
Bro, and that's the other thing. I know Drake got it in him. That's the thing that's more infuriating than
but
anything.
But he knows that Kendrick is a motherfucking wordsmith.
Kendrick would carve.
Drake is not the wordsmith that Kendrick is by a long shot.
And Kendrick knows that too, and Kendrick is trying to kill Drake. And I love that shit, just as a music fan. He's like, hey, fuck all that other shit, nigga. You a bitch.
I just love a wordy nigga. I still want to be Kendrick Lamar. Will you marry me? Like, I still. That's one of my music crushes. I've been asking that nigga to marry me on Twitter for years.
Kim is trying to dirty Mac on this podcast, guys. That is fucking crazy.
It's a nigga with words. Oh.
Bro. Kendrick would carve the fuck out of Drake. Like, and that's what Drake, that's the thing. Drake knows.
Literally whittle him away.
Bro, because if he, everybody's missing the point. Kendrick's verse wasn't the best of all time. That shit was a warning shot.
was a warm up.
Hey, it's a duel, baby.
Hey, that was the first page of the book, honey.
Hey, if that was the warning shot, that nigga gonna come in with an AK and blast that nigga if he fucking get in the booth to say anything. And I'm that is ready. I can't fucking wait for that shit.
I need that to happen.
Bro, Drake don't want it. That's what it is. Drake don't want the fucking smoke.
Yeah, he already let it. Him doing that whole sermon on the stage just let me know, like, he ain't about that life for real.
He ain't about it, bro.
That's what a nigga do when he ain't ready to really go toe-to-toe with you. Is try to play himself up and make himself look like he don't really give a fuck and he ain't phased.
He bigger than man. Man, I ain't trying to get all that shit, bro. I ain't
worried about that little shit, bro.
That's that shit niggas be talking when they be backing up from a fucking, hey, bro, hey, shit. Hey, man. Man, what are we doing, brother?
It ain't that deep, nigga.
That's the other thing. Niggas be trying to make peacemaker when they scared. Mm-hmm. Hey, bro, it ain't even that deep, man. We both making money, brother. Just, I like to choose my battles.
Yeah. I feel you.
Because when I black out, I black the fuck out. Niggas be scared of you, and rightfully so. But when this motherfucker gets unleashed, can't nobody hold me down.
Hmm.
I gots to keep on moving.
Oh my God, we are funny as fuck.
We are. Yo, y'all, bro, if y'all ever get a chance to like be in my house or something, ask to listen to the unedited episode of this.
I'm still behind. We gotta release an edited unedited. We really just need to release a laugh track, honestly.
We really do. Because we be saying
punchlines and laughs.
bro, we be wilding the fuck out. And that shit, when I be editing, I be like dying laughing. That's what be taking so long sometimes. Like, you'll say some crazy shit and I'll be like, this nigga don't give a fuck. Like, I just be weak as fuck. Bro. Hey, man. This shit, like, every day is some wild shit.
Every day, B.
Did you see the bridge shit?
Yeah. At first, when I saw it, I didn't think that there was any cars on it, but I kept watching it. I was like, it's definitely some cars on that motherfucker. So, it said, like, 20 people are lost.
It's not that many. I think they confirmed 6 dead. Mm. But they said that, like, the cargo ship, like, I think basically was having, like, engine failure.
It shut down.
Yeah, so.
They couldn't steer it.
So it was headed just towards the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. And so they were putting out Mayday signals. So the Mayday signals gave enough time for authorities to try to stop some of the traffic. So luckily, it could have been way worse than that. Mm-hmm. These conspiracy niggas, though. Bro, I just... They're the worst niggas in the world. Because shit like that, it shouldn't happen, but it happens. That's what happens when you have all these moving parts around infrastructure. But you know who the worst motherfuckers are with this shit? Them goddamn racists.
Oh my God. What they had something to say because it was Francis Scott Key.
No, like, okay, so in Baltimore, the mayor is like a 40-year-old black dude. Mm-hmm. And you know, this nigga, he look young because, you know, black don't crack. And in the middle of the night, he showed up and he had like a letterman and it had like the city of Baltimore seal on it. These racist motherfuckers on Twitter were calling him the DEI mayor.
What the fuck?
And, like, the governor of Maryland is a black man. So they were blaming them for all of this shit. Like, that makes sense.
That'd be the one thing I hate when we finally do have elected black officials in place when anything goes wrong. Here come the racists.
And then the whole arguments that they have behind DEI and acting like that dude that created Dilbert, he's a fucking racist. But
Dilbert the cartoon?
Yeah. He's like super MAGA and he's like super like racist now. Like Klansman racist.
Oh my God.
So, a couple weeks ago on his, like, podcast, he had a thing where he started saying DEI stands for didn't earn it.
Oh.
Which we know that's not what DEI stands for. It's diversity, inclusion, diversity, equity, and inclusion. White people have this thing to where they make it to where... They don't realize they're doing it. Some of them do realize they're doing it. But they do this thing where a black person can never be qualified for anything.
Mm-hmm.
You see it with the people that have been talking about, like, the Boeing issues that have been happening.
Mm-hmm.
People have been being like, Boeing is doing diversity. They're not having the most qualified person to fly planes. Nobody ever does that shit with white people. Nobody ever questions if somebody's qualified. We had Donald Trump as a fucking president. And nobody was ever like, this nigga's not qualified. Even though he's clearly not qualified.
Nope.
Because if you're white, you're right. And I'm sick of these motherfuckers acting like no black person could ever be qualified for anything. For one, DEI, they make it to seem like you just go hire unqualified black people. That's not what DEI is. DEI is to make sure that you're giving people opportunities to succeed.
Giving qualified people opportunities.
Exactly. It's just like with affirmative action. All right. If they let you in Ivy League schools because you normally wouldn't get this shot. You still got to get the fucking grades.
It's still a, you still have to be vetted.
Yeah, and you still have to earn the grades to get your degree. They don't just hand you a fucking free degree because you're fucking black.
They don't just walk up to anybody on the street and be like, oh, hey, you're black. Come on over here.
Hey, look, nigger, come over here. We'll give you-
come here, little nigger, baby. Boy, ma!
That shit don't work like that. But it's just like, how many times have we heard as we gotten older that white people believe that black people go to college for free and shit? Mm. I wish my student loans never existed.
Man, what?
I wish racism worked the way that racists think racism works. I wish I just got free shit for being black.
Okay.
Instead of just fucking hate and just from the worst white people.
That would be reparations for our right. Race. If we was just out here getting free shit just because we was black, you think we would still be asking for reparations?
Right. I just hate white supremacy. But
sadly, as much as we are trying and progressing, it'll still never die.
I feel like we're going backwards, bro. As sad as it is.
We have presidents like Trump.
Yeah. But it's just like they really think we don't see or hear what they be doing, like by acting like DEI is this thing. Like, we get what the fuck y'all are saying. That's why it's been funny the last few days on Twitter. People have been reclaiming DEI and in place of nigga. They be like DEIs with attitude or DEIs for life.
I love when niggas get all the shit.
These DEIs ain't stopping me. Who's the man with the master plan? A DEI with a motherfucking gun. Like, but that's the thing about it. That's being black in this country. That's the shit we do. Even when we get the worst scraps, we make soul food. We make the worst situations fucking hilarious. Like, if you really think about it, we talked about this before. Do you not think that on the plantation, slaves were not cracking jokes?
Yeah, that's a generational thing. Like, we don't have a choice but to make light of the situations.
Because it's fucking ridiculous the shit we have to go through.
Because we would all be out here emotionally bogged down.
And then plus, racists better be happy. I mean, better be glad that we don't try to get our get back the way we could really get our get back.
Hmm.
Better be glad that most of us have real relationships with God.
Hmm. Better be glad most of us have jobs we can't lose.
Right. Because if we, hey, want to talk shit, want to run your mouth, we can set this bitch off. They call me badass, and I'll punish you.
What's C Murder say?
Fuck them other DEIs, because I'm down for my DEIs.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, the thing also I hate is when people, usually white people, y'all focus so much on race. Y'all just make it, you're keeping it just in your heads, and you're keeping yourself bogged down by talking about race all the time. Why does everything have to be about race?
Because it is.
Exactly.
Not because we're making it that way, but just because at the end of the day, it is.
The most nefarious thing about white supremacy is, generationally, they purposely make sure that their children are uneducated to the realities of their own sinister actions. Mm. That's why they don't teach about the Tulsa race riots.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they don't teach about any of the other race riots where white people just went in and killed black people at no end. That way, when black people or people who have been educated about it tell you, they're like, no, that can't be right. Like, it's a video going around of the leader of Pete Buttigieg, who is over Department of Transportation, talking about how overpasses were set certain limits That way city buses couldn't go under them. Mm-hmm. And all these white people are like, that's ridiculous. That's insane. What, this woke mindset. What the fuck are they talking about? It's fucking true. When you start studying history, you see how dirty and how intentional things were done. Mm. You can't just be like, are you sure that happened? It's fucked up, bro.
Yeah, it's real life.
I know one thing. I'm going to be a DEA for life. Yeah!
Another racist avenue is really coming behind our good sis Beyonce, the closer Act Two inches up.
Bro.
I done seen so many. So, you know, of course, TikTok, my algorithm always got Beyonce on it. But so there was a guy who did an acoustic version of, was it a Boyz II Men song? Some R&B song. Anyway.
I saw that. It was, Jagged Edge.
Jagged Edge.
Let's Get Married.
And so I seen one comment that was just like, somebody needs to slide this across Beyonce's desk because this is how you do a crossover. And other comments like, yeah, I don't know what she thinks she's doing, but whatever it is, it's not country. Listen at the inflection in this man's voice. Beyonce didn't have that. She's just using her regular voice, which is pop, over some country. And I'm just like, so what y'all think is the end all be all of a country label is a southern twang or a drawl?
A white southern twang or drawl.
AKA inflection. And then also, like, is music not allowed to evolve?
Right.
You don't have to have a southern drawl to make country music.
Keith Urban is from Australia, nigga. Taylor Swift is from what? Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck out of here, bro. Or and is it Pennsylvania? She's from Pennsylvania.
And it's just crazy because they'll say things like that and do things like that and then swear that it's not about race.
It's not about race. It's about country. I mean, you know what I'm just saying.
Be mad at people are saying like, okay, we know the reason why y'all making these comments. Oh, why is everything's going to be about race? It's not because she blah, 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 and blah, blah. I said, okay, so why don't nobody have this same outrage for when Taylor Swift switched from country to pop? What nobody trying to say like, oh, she doesn't have a voice for pop, or oh, she started out as country. She shouldn't be. Nobody said that.
It's because pop is considered theirs also. So it's a linear thing. It's a linear exchange. But they have to look at country as theirs, and it's not fully theirs. But they don't know the history of their own genre.
Nothing is fully theirs but discrimination and power. Damn it.
While we on the Beyonce thing, y'all will be listening to this on the same day that Beyonce released Act Two. Another thing I wanted to talk about was the discourse around the album cover, specifically coming from black people. On the album cover, she's riding a horse backwards and she has a cropped image of the American flag where you don't even see the full American flag. Online Twitter leftists have done this thing to where she should just be ashamed of just wearing, of displaying that flag. That flag is a symbol of imperialism and colonization, which is true.
Right, right.
It's true, but it's also our fucking flag. Like, bro, this is our homeland. It's the only home we know. We're black. Our ancestors were stolen from our original continent hundreds of years ago. You know where we've been since then? America.
Right the fuck here.
Building this country.
With y'all's asses.
Right. And then, like, black people have fought in every war that America's ever fought in. I think it's important that we reclaim our American identity.
Absolutely.
Because also, that's why I hate when white people act like they're the only ones that have fucking ancestors that fought in a fucking war. Like, nigga, mine too. My granddad fought in World War II. Nigga, so did mine. It was a world war.
We pay taxes just like y'all right. motherfuckers.
And then plus, I feel like if you don't claim your identity, then you allow it to be... you allow the narrative to go to people that are not you.
Yep.
So while we can agree that those that is symbols of imperialism and colonization, it's also our flag. Ours. Now, in my house, I don't have an American flag, a traditional one, but I am looking at the David Hammond's version of the American flag, which has red, black, and green. Because I am a hotep, ladies and gentlemen. I also have another red, black, and green flag down here. Because I am a hotep. But I am proud. I wouldn't say I'm proud to be American. I am. I'm American, bro. It is what it is. Like, y'all niggas be sounding so fucking dumb. Be like, if you knew the truth. I know the truth, nigga. I'm a history nerd. But at the same time, I'm an American history nerd. Bro, not to be that nigga, but I'm that nigga when it come to some of this shit. So you can't just, and then plus you also can't tell me I'm a brainwashed Uncle Tom, whatever bullshit somebody could try to say to me, of all people. Yeah, bro, my blackness is intact then. I can do whatever the fuck I want to do. And I feel like my queen can do whatever the fuck she wants to do too. That Creole lady don't be bothering nobody.
She don't.
The Creole cowboy is. Somebody called her.
And she don't never steer us wrong.
Bro, just let people listen to the fucking albums. Or
at least just wait on it before y'all just start talking all this shit.
Bro, I saw so many dumbass TikTok arguments from people, and it'd be the same people that be, people just be trying to stir discourse. That's the thing I don't like about leftist spaces. And I'm a leftist, I'm a fucking socialist, but motherfuckers be annoying. It'd be like the people that the new believers, like when we talk about new Christians, be the most radical and rigid motherfuckers in the world. Yeah. Them new leftists.
Yeah,
I can't believe you have an American flag. The fuck out of here. Suck my dick, bitch.
Literally.
I'm proud to be an American. Or at least I know I'm free.
We grew up singing all of that shit.
Right. That's the other thing. Niggas been going 4th of July their whole life. They read a book when they get to college. And now they fucking, I don't support American identity. Shut the fuck up.
Right. That's literally who you are.
And then plus, I do feel like there is a difference also. One of my follows on Twitter, they asked, they were like, they're from up north. They're like, is it a difference in, like, in the South about patriotism and stuff? And I do think there is.
Yeah, for sure.
I also think that there is a stronger, how do I say it? There's a stronger identity as far as serving this country in the South. We tend to look at veterans a little bit different.
No, in the South, literally, patriotism is a fucking costume. It's decor. Like, people,
it's identity.
Literally start businesses,
veteran owned,
with logos and brand labels based on the American flag.
And then also, this is an important part of the context. As Southerners, we grew up seeing another flag.
Right.
To where I'm not going to clutch my pearls at an American flag. This motherfucker's walking around with the Blue Lives Matter flag right now. And that is a fucking sign of fascism. And then also that Confederate flag. That's not really the Confederate flag, but they told us it was the Confederate flag.
Right. The Confederate flag as we know it.
Bro, like, you're not going to convince me. I'm not going to get a visceral reaction from an American flag when I grew up seeing Confederate flags all around until relatively recent. My home state had a Confederate flag until 2020. It took George Floyd dying for them to change the state flag of Mississippi. So, yeah, you ain't going to get me in my fucking feelings about American flag. Fuck you, nigga.
Yeah.
Speaking of patriotism, hey, you see your boy Trump? You see his latest venture?
Them shoes?
No, it's something way worse than them shoes.
He got some more shit.
He got some more merch. So, you know, it's Easter week. You know? So a lot of people getting ready for Easter. Donald Trump decided y'all need a new version of the Bible. Donald Trump is selling his own version of the Bible.
Oh, my God.
And in the Bible, it's like, I think, like $59.99. It's got the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and I think a special track of Proud to Be an American by Lee Greenwood.
Way to continue to brainwash these crazy motherfuckers.
These so-called Christian nationalists. Christian fascists. Hey, bruh. Donald Trump gonna have his own section in hell. That shit. Satan gonna go up when that nigga
his own down. Bottle girls and everything. The flames.
As soon as that nigga go on the glory, it's gonna be bam, bam, bam. We got a special guest. The devil himself wants to invite Donald Trump to hell.
Everybody give it up for Devil Trump.
The worst nigga in the fucking world.
Oh my God.
Bro, you know you part of a cult if you think Donald Trump is a Christian, first and foremost.
That man is the furthest thing from a Christian or anything religious or spiritual.
They asked that nigga once what his favorite book of the Bible was, and he said 2 Corinthians. Nigga. He wouldn't have passed one Sunday school class. That nigga would have been the first nigga to repeat a Sunday school class. Remedial ass fucking nigga.
Not repeating Sunday school classes.
How you get suspended from Sunday school, nigga?
This nigga's 65 in the 5-year-old class. Stuck in the same class all his life.
He give the same Easter speech every year.
Oh my God.
That nigga ain't advancing. No, he ain't going to no adult classes.
Man, we got to get this motherfucker out of here.
Bro.
This shit is wild all over again, man. Like, okay. This. America has so much shit. It's not even fucking funny, but it is. But you have to laugh.
Right. It's fucking hilarious, but it's sad at the same time.
They want to ban TikTok, but not Donald Trump. We got to file our own taxes, even though they already got all the information. We paying all this money for fucking everything. 2 boxes of cereal cost me $10 yesterday at Walmart.
It's nasty, bro.
They not filling these products up to the top when we buy them. It's so much shit.
America has a problem.
Thanks for tuning in. You can find all of our links and merchandise at www.thesuburbanpodcast.com. You can also get your listens in on any of these streaming services, such as Google Play, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Subscribe. We'll be right back.